Hi, this is Eva Cox for the latest instalment of A More Civil Society, or More Civil Societies if we're trying to really be very serious about the fact that we actually do want to live in a place where people are treated decently. One of the really big issues that's been around for quite some time now is the question of, do we need to raise Newstart? The government actually keeps hammering on the welfare aspects, on the unemployed aspects of those people that are on Newstart. Newstart is far too low. It's well below the poverty line. It's less than $40 a day. It's not enough to live on, and that is actually agreed. But the government keeps hammering on about, one, that the best form of welfare is a job, and I'll deal with that in a minute. And the other one is that therefore we are actually encouraging people to go and get jobs, and keeping the Newstart levels as low as they are will actually increase their capacity to find jobs. Now, first of all, there's a lot of people on Newstart, 714,000 close to, that are actually on Newstart, and another 82,000 on youth allowance. But I won't look particularly at the youth allowance issues because that raises quite different issues. However, slightly more than half of them are actually not job seekers. This means that the government itself has decided that they should not be sent out to look for jobs because they have personal circumstances which are stopping them doing that. One of the reasons is that they've cut back on other sorts of allowances, such as sickness benefit and so on, and also that they've cut back on a lot of people who have applied for disability payments, which are higher, and which people have to prove an entitlement. And it's now become much harder. So a lot of people with quite serious disabilities are pushed back onto Newstart. The other people that are pushed onto Newstart are people who have cancer, for instance, or other serious diseases, because a disability allowance is only available to those that have a permanent disability. So if you're actually sick with something which may keep you tied up for quite many months, and certainly in some cases years, but if it's something that's curable or possibly improvable, you're not going to get onto the disability allowance, so you're left on Newstart. But the people at Newstart know very well that because you're receiving cancer treatment or other sorts of treatment for an illness, you can't go out and look for work, so you're exempted. In some cases, you're exempted because you're caring for multiple children. In other cases, you might be involved in some legal issues which compel you over a period of months to turn up in court. There's a wide range of reasons why you're put on Newstart. It's a sort of dumping ground for anybody who's not entitled to any other form of income but is entitled to some form of social security. There are other poor bastards who get even less than that who happen to be people who are unprocessed refugees, but that's a whole different issue. So when the government says the best form of welfare is a job, they're actually ignoring the fact that on Newstart are a very large number of people, in fact, over 300,000 out of the 700,000 odd, are there for 12 months or more because they're too old or because they've got other reasons, they have disabilities, they are not getting jobs and so on. But a high number of those are also exempt from actually looking for jobs. So it's utter crap when the government says that we're keeping them on this level, which is far too low to really meet your ordinary expenses, when we're keeping them on that, even though they are not capable, in the government's view, to look for a job. They're exempted from being on the job thing. And this is a fairly constant proportion. I've been following these for some time. So why are they carrying on about paid work? I mean, they're carrying on about pushing people into paid work rather than keeping them on welfare, because they're actually worried about the fact that they might get some sympathy from the general population. And by acting as though these are all job bludgers, work bludgers, that they don't really want jobs, you're creating an antagonism, and the government knows that. And this is likely then, therefore, to support the idea that they're not going to raise Newstart, even though they can well afford it, and they can well afford it even though they're trying to keep the surplus there and not spend too much money. It's only something like $3 billion, and they've got about $7 billion, they claim, in a thing. So the government basically is lying to us. Every time any member of the government says the best form of welfare is a job, ask them why more than half of the people that they actually have on Newstart that they keep claiming are supposed to be looking for work are exempted from their own criteria because they can't look for work. They are not in a condition to look for work. They have physical or social or other requirements on them, which makes it impossible for them to do so. So this is just the government trying to play silly games by trying to stir up the idea that they're all work averse and they're not looking for jobs, and therefore the government needs to keep them on a very low amount of money that they can't really survive on so that they actually go out and look for work. This also ignores the fact they often can't afford to. They can't afford fares, they can't afford phones, they can't afford any way of getting to the job things. So I just wanted to put this on the agenda because a lot of the discussion is really about the amount of money. And instead of that, it should be that at least half the people can't look for work because the government says they can't look for work, and keeping them on this low level of pay is just cruelty and crap. So this is not making us a more civil society. It is making us less one. Thank you.